When I became a pastor, in my training, we never even talked about the practical things like a wedding program or actually meeting with a couple that's going to get married. And what do you actually do? What are the questions? How do you do that? And a lot of it was thought of, well, you know, find a mentor somewhere. And so you tried all of that. But I remember the struggle at first of trying to figure out how you actually do this. How do you do a wedding program? What do you do? What's included? You know, I think the first thing you have to think about is kind of who you are, the tradition that you're from, what you're comfortable in terms of doing as a wedding ceremony. And you sort of develop that canon, I'm going to call it a canon, your own canon, wedding canon first. Like, how do you see a wedding? What's your tradition? What is your local context, your local community? You know, how a wedding is done in America is often very different than how a wedding is done in Africa or Asia or Europe. Each place, sort of the local Christian body has sort of come together and they have sort of like how they do it here. Now, what I'm going to do is talk about what I would use. In fact, I've given a sample PDF in a Word document of like Henry, Pastor Henry's canon. You know, sort of what I do, how I think of weddings. Now, understand that, you know, people will come to you and there will be changes. But I always like to believe that you got to know what you feel comfortable with to be able to communicate as a leader. Now, that doesn't mean you bully over whatever they want to do, but it sort of helps to go into talking with a couple knowing what it is you believe a sample ceremony looks like. Now, I'm going to talk about it as if this is what makes sense to me. Now, I want you as a leader to develop what your canon. If there's something that you can use from what I do, praise God. I'm happy to share it. But understand, develop your own wedding canon. So, what would I do to basically get a program together, a wedding ceremony? Well, I would hold a meeting at least 2 months in advance, if possible. Now, sometimes people just get married and you meet 1 week in advance or someone's traveling. I understand that. But I find that if you hold a meeting 2 months in advance, what it does is there's not the pressure of the wedding happening next week. And I just find that everything flows better. Now, what's the agenda of the meeting? Well, first of all, you want to share the outline and content of what you're comfortable doing first. Now, why do I say that? It's because if you just go the other way and say, okay, what do you want? In early ministry, I did stuff like that. And we had all sorts of bunny trails, and there was even conflict between the bride and the groom, because basically, the bride and groom don't know really what they want. They might know, like, one thing. We want sand instead of candles. Well, great. Okay, fine. But they don't really know all the things that go into a wedding ceremony. So you come forward first with basically your sample outline. And after you do that, now again, you can look at the sample outline that I use. Then you can share that with the couple and ask if there are any changes that they can perceive. And you'll find that most of the time, they will be so happy with what they have seen that they'll adopt most of it with a few of those added changes that just kind of make it personal for them. Get the details, you know, and you know, after you've sort of go through some of like your ceremony and program and so forth, start getting details. Like, how many people are standing up? And what does that mean? Hey, do the parents all get along? Will they actually sit together? In the Western culture, many times people are getting married and there's been a divorce. So you have to figure out where the parents are going to sit and where things can happen that does not create conflict on their wedding day. You know, what type of feel does the couple want? Traditional, contemporary, you know, those are different feelings in the West. You know, like traditional would be the traditional music, and then in the lighting of the unity candle, for instance, they might sing, you know, the Lord's Prayer in a traditional style, or contemporary, might be a contemporary Christian song that's sung, or there's a flavor of music as the processional occurs. When you get the details, you talk about what time and then talk about why. Now, in the West, you know, you might say, well, our gathering time is 3, and that might go on the program, and 3 might be an awesome time because that's the time when the hair can get done for the gals and the guys, and it's not too late on a Saturday for the evening or a Sunday, and talk about time, even such issues as, well, if we say 3, will your family get there by 3 in a way that we can start by 3:30? Or is your family a prompt, on-time family and 3 is 3? Those are all part of those details that if you talk about when you're planning everything, it goes a lot smoother on the wedding day. How many, what about family volunteers doing a reading or are they a part of the ceremony? You know, you might have your general ceremony down and you can figure it all out. But there's always, what about a scripture reading? What about a family volunteer? What about a song? What about a solo? What about the whole question of musicians versus canned music? You know, in places that have computers in the back of the church or sanctuary, you can do the whole thing canned. But what about the debate? You know, and here's some of the things that I've observed doing lots of weddings, is that a lot of times you can put a canned music and somehow or other a flower girl won't do what she's supposed to do, and it takes longer, the music stops. So I always recommend couples to use live musicians because they can react and play the verse again. You know, even such questions as what about videotape or photos? You know, what's comfortable for the bride and groom? These are important types of questions. This is a great time to get the exact pronunciation of the names. And I would say get it as soon as you can so it gets into that noggin, that brain of yours as to how to pronounce the name. But even this question, are there any health issues that affect the ceremony for anybody? Like, do you know of anybody who is prone to fainting? What about the bride and groom? You know, if the bride and groom, you know, are just open to a longer wedding, a shorter wedding, what are all of those issues that affect the health of everybody insofar as they know? Now, when you're putting the ceremony together, it's often a time to ask questions about certain grief issues and address them. You know, you might find that like one of the parents is having a really hard time letting the young lady go or the man. And those are just issues that you can talk about and how at the wedding those issues might be addressed. And even setting the expectations. Like, for instance, to say, you know, your dad may really cry. Or 1 week before the wedding, your father could act really strange, young lady, and she can look at this. Or even things like, you know, in the last 3 weeks before the wedding, you may not even feel like you love each other anymore just because all of the stress that's going on. Even talking about, like, money issues and, you know, encouraging them to don't spend all your money on this day. Think of it in a sober way and a sober judgment and think about being a steward. But now, if they really want to spend their money and they have it, I mean, on the other hand, it's their money. But you're trying to be the sounding board in the permission place that says, look, the most important thing is that you're married before God. This is often a time to get into any other pastoral care types of issues, any other questions, and ask, do you have any questions about the ceremony, about your getting married, about your family, that you as a pastor can help out? Now, when you meet with them, you're going to talk about message issues, you know, and you ask question about, do you have a favorite verse? Message length, you know, up to 10 minutes is where it is right now, sort of in the West, you know, and I mean, you can go 5-10 minutes, but I'll tell you, in the West at least, long messages are not considered helpful right now. So I would say 10 minutes maximum, maybe 15, but 5 to 10 minutes, in at least in America, is like really considered perfect right now. But wherever you are, Find out what the message length is appropriate for this couple. And when you're putting that message together, while you're talking to them in this meeting about the ceremony, already when you ask about the verse and message length, already be looking for an angle. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to upload a wedding message. It's about 5 minutes of a real ceremony that I did. And you can click on it and see sort of how I processed a wedding angle and how I took this couple's favorite verse, and it was about giving thanks in all things. And you can see how I would do a wedding message. You know, as we're thinking about putting together a ceremony, the thing about it is it's about meeting with the couple. It's about forming relations, about asking questions. It's about putting together what is appropriate to serve that couple that we are performing the ceremony for. It's a time often to build relationships for future involvement in the church. So as you put together the ceremony, remember the forest from the trees. Don't be that perfectionistic person who's uptight about every detail to the point where you put stress on yourself and the couple. Instead, take that opportunity to allow them to have a wonderful day on their wedding day. And yes, you will deal with getting it right, and you will deal with being very strong and how you will pay attention to details. But set the mood as one of, how do we make this day special for you? And how does the personality of the ceremony reflect you, reflect wonderful wedding tradition, a family culture? And you have an opportunity to put together something special that will bless the lives of the young couple that God has brought before you.